This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Saying that questionable practices of her organization are a small part of Planned Parenthood, International President Cecile Richards testified before Congress in hopes of retaining the federal funds her organizations receive. Previous representations by Richards and others indicated that Planned Parenthood was essential to women receiving mammograms. Cecile Richards testified multiple times Tuesday what pro-life advocates have long contested, that Planned Parenthood does no such testing. Pro-life observers also say other comments by Richards show the disparity of care offered at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood board member and grandson of founder and noted eugenicist Margaret Sanger took a farewell dig at the Pope. Alexander Sanger tried to separate different parts of what Francis taught, namely that those who would be harmed most by things like pollution and by abortion must be protected. While eugenics says that harms must come to marginalized populations, the Pope said we must protect the weakest among us. This is Life News Radio.
New feminism celebrates a woman's feminine genius, as John Paul II called it, in whatever role she chooses to live out her life. Whether she is a single or working woman, a stay-at-home or a working mother, a volunteer, a religious sister, or any role she chooses, New Feminism embraces the words of Pia De Cellini when she says, "Whatever she does as a woman, not as a genderless creature." Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
In international headlines, an Irish Labour Party leader says pro-life protections in Ireland's constitution cannot be changed fast enough. Joan Burton promises new elections would lead her Labour Party to take steps to dismantle abortion restrictions. This has been Life News Radio.